Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I'm out of the 12th town in Elgin, Texas. Today is April the 10th, 2025, or the 13th day of April 2029. We will continue our study and publishing chain. Nineveh, that great city, we're on part 2 of it. We're on page 274. Or 275, actually. Okay, it says, okay, Nineveh, that great city, part 2, there is coming rapidly and surely, and almost, universal guilt upon the inhabitants of the city because of the steady increase of the determined wickedness or the corruption that prevails is beyond the power of the human pen to describe. Every day finds fresh revelation of the everyday brings fresh revelation of the strife, bribery, and fraud. Every day brings the heart sickening record of the violence and lawlessness of the indifference unto the human suffering of the brutal fiendish destruction of the human life. Every day testifies to the increase of the insanity, murder, and suicide from age to age. Satan has sought to keep men in the ignorance of the beneficent design of the Yahweh, for he has endeavored to remove from their sight the great things of the Yahweh's law, the principles of the justice, mercy, and have therein set forth. Men boast of the wonderful progress and enlightenment of the age in which we are now living. But the Yahweh sees the earth filled with the iniquity and violence. Men declare that the law of the Yahweh has been abrogated, that the Bible is not authentic, and as a result, is tired of the evil such as has not been seen since the days of the Noah and of the apostate Israel is sweeping over the world. Nobility of the soul, gentleness, piety are parted away for the gratifying of the lust for the forbidden things. of the black record of the crime committed for the sake of the game is enough to chill the blood and fill the soul with awe. Our Yahweh is the Yahweh of the mercy, with long suffering and tender compassion. He deals with the transgressions, the transgressions of his law, and yet in this other realm, men and women have so many opportunities for for becoming familiar with the divine law as revealed in the Holy Writ. The great ruler of the universe cannot behold with any satisfaction the wicked cities where rain violence and crime. For the end of the Yahweh's forbearance with those who persist in the disobedience is approaching rapidly. Ought men to be surprised over a sudden and unexpected change in the dealings of the Supreme Ruler with the inhabitants of a fallen world? Ought they to be surprised when punished follows transgression and increasing of crime? Ought they to be surprised that Yahweh should bring destruction and death upon those whose ill-gotten gains have been obtained through deception and fraud? Notwithstanding the fact that the increasing light regarding Yahweh's requirement has been shining on their pathway, many have refused to recognize Yahweh's rulership and have chosen to remain under or within the black banner of the originator of all rebellion against the government of the heavens. For the forbearance of Yahweh has been very great, so great that when we consider the continuous insult to his holy commandments, we marvel, for the omnipotent one has been exerting a restraining power over his own attributes. But he will certainly arise to punish the wicked who so boldly defy the just claim of the Decalogue. For Yahweh allows men a period of probation, but there is a point beyond which divine patience is exhaustion, and the judgments of the Yahweh are sure to follow. For the Yahweh hears, goes along with them, and with cities, mercifully giving warning to save them from the divine wrath. But the time will come when the pleading for the mercy will no longer be heard, and the rebellious element that's in pretenders to reject the light of the truth will be blotted out in mercy unto themselves and unto those who would otherwise be influenced by their example. For the time is at hand when there will be sorrow in the world that no human balm can heal. For the spirit of the Yahweh is then withdrawn. Disaster by the sea and by the land follow one another in their quick succession. How frequently we hear of the earthquake and tornadoes of the destruction by the fire and flood with the great loss of the life and property. These calamities are capricious outbreaks of the disorganized, unregulated forces of the nation, wholly beyond the control of man. And in them all, Yahweh's purpose may be read. They are among the agencies by which the shocks or he seeks to arouse men and women into a sense of their danger. For the obvious messengers in the great city are not to become discouraged over their wickedness, the injustices of the depravity which they are called upon to face, while endeavoring to proclaim the glad tidings of the salvation, the Yeshua would cheer every such worker with the same message that he gave to the Apostle Paul and the wicked Corinth. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall sit on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Let those engaged in the soul-saving ministry remember that while there are many who will not heed the counsel of the Yahweh and his word, the whole world will not turn from the life and truth. From the invitation of a patient, forbearing Savior into every city, still, though it may be with the violence and crime, there are many who, with the proper teaching, may learn to become followers of the Yahshua. Thousands may thus be reached with the saving truth and be led for the receiving of the Yahshua as a personal Savior. For the Yahweh's message for the inhabitants of the earth today is, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. For the conditions prevailing in the society, and especially in the great cities of the nation, proclaim in the thunder tones that the hour of the Yahweh's judgment is come, and that the end of all things earthly is at hand. We are standing on the threshold of the crisis of the ages. In the quick succession, the judgment of the Yahweh will follow one another. Fire and flood and earthquake with war and bloodshed, we are not to be surprised at the time by events both great and decisive, for the angel of mercy cannot remain much longer to shelter the impenitent. Behold, the Yahweh, the Yahshua cometh out of the Son of Yahweh, cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. For the earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall be shall no more cover her slain. For the storm of the Yahweh's wrath is a gathering, and those only will stand who respond to the invitation of the mercy, as did the inhabitants of the Nineveh under the preaching of the Jonah, and become sanctified through the obedience unto the laws of the divine ruler. For the righteous alone shall be bid with Yahshua and the Yahweh till the desolation be over the past. Let the language of the soul be. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone, till support and comfort me. Hide me, oh, my Savior, hide, till the storms of life is past, safe into the haven pride. Oh, receive my soul at last. Okay, that ends chapter 22, I believe. Chapter 23 is the Assyrian captivity. This is Prophets and Kings, Ellen G. White. We're on page now. 279.